A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob called his sons and said to them, "Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. You, Judah, shall your brothers praise, your hand on the neck of your enemies. The sons of your father shall bow down to you. Judah, like a lion's whelp, you have grown up on prey, my son. He crouches like a lion recumbent, the king of beasts. Who would dare rouse him? The scepter shall never depart from Judah, nor the mace from between his legs, while tribute is brought to him, and he receives the people's homage." The word of the Lord. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. The mountains shall yield peace for the people, and the hills justice. He shall defend the afflicted among the people, save the children of the poor. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace to the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab, Aminadab became the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah, Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations.
Verbum Domini.
Father was more than happy to let me give the homily today with this gospel. A few years ago, I remember as I was listening to this gospel being proclaimed, I thought I was going crazy because as I was listening to this gospel being proclaimed, I started crying. There are some passages in the gospels that one would cry at and it makes sense. This is not one of them. And so I thought, what is going on? I'm hearing of, right, Zadok and Achim and Shealtiel and getting worked up. What is Matthew communicating to us? What is the beauty that he is sharing with us? He begins his entire gospel account by saying the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. That word genealogy, Genesis, is the word in Greek. That this is the Genesis of Jesus Christ. We're all familiar with John's gospel being sort of a recapitulation of the book of Genesis, right? In the beginning. This is Matthew's way of doing that. He's saying this is Genesis again. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And he does this so beautifully because we remember in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless wasteland. And the waters covered the surface of the earth. And so it's chaos. And then God speaks a word. And into that chaos, order is given. Meaning comes forth. We see this in this gospel. The chaos is no longer a formless wasteland of earth. It's no longer waters covering the surface of the earth. It's our history. It's the brokenness of our ancestry. The beauty of the prophets and the saints that have come before us, the ugliness of the sinners. Sometimes merged together in one person. Our history is so caught up in this chaos. I always find it fascinating when we look at our history, when someone wants to stand tall in the awareness of his ancestors. If there's someone in his family that was very broken, very sinful, it weighs on that person inordinately. You have all these good people in your family, but this one person, right? My father, my mother, my grandfather. And that weighs on us so much. And so we have all of these characters. This is the chaos that we look back to. And Matthew says, in the beginning, the earth was a formless wasteland, and then God spoke his word. and Jesus came to dwell among us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That Jesus comes forth to order the brokenness of our histories, our own individual history. Jesus comes into that not to get rid of it, but to bring it all together in himself and to make it beautiful again. So that we can look back at our lives and we can say, yes, brokenness, but yes, Jesus. He is there. And who is this Jesus that comes to us? Matthew tells us very clearly. The total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. In Hebrew, if you're writing numbers, it's like the Roman numerals. So if you want to know a number in the Roman numerals, you're writing letters, right? It's the same in Hebrew. The letters that you would put together to form the number 14 gives the name David. So what Matthew is telling us, he's saying, David, David, David. Right? David has come. He's coming in Jesus. You can see the excitement in Matthew. He's kind of a nerd, so there's this right kind of nerdy way of communicating this excitement. But he is excited because David is coming into the world. And I think Matthew in particular would have appreciated this reality. David, who we're told, had the heart of God. David, who was a broken man, and yet revealed the heart of God. We see this when David's son Absalom is killed. Right? He had one request of his soldiers. When Absalom rebelled against him, his own son rebelled against him, and he starts this civil war. And so David sends out his troops to fight, and he says, keep Absalom alive. And then he's told that Absalom was killed. And he weeps and he says, my son, if only it had been me, if only I had been the one who died instead of you. This is Jesus. God looking out at the brokenness of our histories, seeing us plunged into death, and he says, if only I could die for them. If only the curse would fall upon me and not them. Matthew sees this and he says, David, David, David is coming. On December 17th, the church, very intentionally in her liturgy, turns our attention to the nativity of Jesus, to his coming into the world in Mary. And so the church today invites us with Matthew to consider our own genealogies, to see where in our lives we experience a formless waste, where there's brokenness, so that we with Matthew can be just as excited as him about the coming of our Savior, the coming of Jesus, David, 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 into our lives, into our own histories, to redeem them, transform them, and bring them new life.